A team of surgeons from London and Milton Keynes in England have investigated the use of robotic assistance during surgery to treat the common condition of gallstones. The lead author, Kurinchi Gurasamy from the Royal Free Hospital, describes their work.
Between 10 and 15% of the adult Western population develop stones in the gallbladder, placing a huge demand on health services. In the USA alone, more than 500,000 people have their gallbladder removed each year because of this. Currently, the preferred way of doing this is to use keyhole surgery that involves a surgeon and an assistant. In keyhole surgery, the surgeon sees inside the patient with a long camera introduced through a 1 cm abdominal cut. The camera guides the surgeon in using the surgical instruments introduced through other small cuts. The assistant's job is to move the camera, which acts as the surgeon's eyes. In this Cochrane review, we set out to determine whether robotic assistants can replace human assistants while performing keyhole removal of the gallbladder. We identified 5 randomized clinical trials, including 453 patients. We obtained the information from these studies and combined this information using statistical methods. There was no difference in the outcomes of surgery, irrespective of whether robotic assistant or human assistant was used. In one of the included trials, robotic assistants had to be replaced with human assistants in about a sixth of the operations, although this was temporary in most cases. It appears that there was little or no requirement for human assistants in the other trials. In 2 of the 3 trials which reported surgeon's preference, the surgeons preferred a robotic assistant to a human assistant. One of the aims behind using robotic assistants is that it could enable a surgeon to perform an emergency operation without having to wait for a human assistant to become available. This could have distinct advantages in countries where there are limits to the number of hours that the assistants are allowed to work. Current data suggests that we are not yet at that point. Robotic assistants seem to be an exciting possibility, but we are not yet at a stage where they can be used as replacements for human assistants. We need more trials that assess whether the success rate using robotic assistants increases once surgeons have more experience in using them. In summary, using robotic assistants for keyhole removal of gallbladder appears safe but does not offer any distinct advantage over human assistants.
To see the data used in this new Cochrane review, along with details of the included trials and the author's assessment of their quality, go to www.cochrane.org.